The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 313.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a psychologist, and she is also the co-founder of the Asian American Psychology Association's Division on Asian Americans with Mixed Heritage. And I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Alicia Del Prado. Alicia, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Oh, great. Thank you, Sheena. I'm doing really well and really honored and excited to be talking with you today. As you've said, I am a psychologist, and specifically, I'm a counseling psychologist. I have a private practice in Berkeley, California, and I also work at the Wright Institute, where I'm a tenured associate professor there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Alicia. And what's your cultural background?
I identify as biracial. I'm Filipina and Italian, born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm really proud to be an American and also feel very connected to both my Filipino and Italian heritage. My Filipina identity is really important to me, especially because my paternal grandmother, who immigrated to Daly City, California from the Philippines, helped raise me. And so that's really an important part of who I am.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Alicia. And it's great because I'm currently in the Philippines. And, you know, I love this country. I mean, you know, everything that it has to offer. And, you know, I think we always have to remember where we came from, whether it's our home country, our heritage, our culture. So it's something to always celebrate. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Yes, I have quite a few. The one that I really wanted to share today was actually from, well, it was, I think, kind of made famous by that movie, Aaliyah and the Bee, by Marianne Williamson. And it says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world."
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's a favorite quote, you know, especially I love that part, like when you said your playing small doesn't serve the world, which is so true, right? So many women out there, especially women of Asian, you know, descent, like they always feel like they're not worthy enough or they're not capable of, you know, going out there and doing the things that they love. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why I created this, to show them what's possible, to show them that there's just women out there just like me and you who just go out there and do it regardless of, we get scared too. I mean, you know, like if people think we're nuts and stuff, but we just go ahead anyways. So, you know, I really love that quote that you mentioned. And, you know, what was, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
You know, it's interesting because with the word self-confidence, it has the emphasis of singular entity or an individual. And I think that's an important part of it. But I also think there's a collective part of self-confidence that I think does connect to a lot of collectivist cultures and a lot of Asian cultures as well. So for me, self-confidence means being comfortable with myself, strengths and flaws, beauty marks and blemishes. So I think it takes a lot of courage to embrace one's own whole self. And when you're able to do that for yourself, I think the world notices, which I think connects to the self-confidence quote that we were just talking about too. And I think for myself, a really important part of me is my personal history, but also my familial history. So I think that, you know, as you were talking about being proud, I think that being proud of my past is crucial to being confident in the present. And I think, I hope for other people that can be true too.
Awesome. And I love your definition. And it's so true. I think a lot of women feel like, you know, they can only show their strengths, right? And never show weakness. Because if like you show weakness, it's like something's wrong with you. But it's all a part of us. And it's actually, sometimes our weaknesses can actually help us, you know, can actually be in our favor. You know, it's happened to me tons of times. And we just tend to forget, like, you know, being you is, you know, strengths and flaws, even if there's like a pimple on your face. It's okay. You know, we all go through it, and it's just it makes us, you know, who we are, and it brings that authenticity out. So, you know,
totally literal pimples, and then also the metaphorical ones too.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, Alicia, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, you know, as a young girl, I was pretty self-confident and self-assured. And then I think, which is common for a lot of young women and girls around like the age 12, 13, that's when I started to experience more self-doubt. I think it was partly connected to having some falling outs with some friends that were really important to me at that time in my life, and felt just really alone and rejected and started doubting myself more. And that was really painful, similar to I think what you were saying about what do you kind of learn from those things. And so, you know, that was part of my adolescence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think it's something that we all go through, especially at that age. It's like, you know, your body changes, you hit puberty, you know, you start discovering things that you never knew, you know, existed, and things start to pop out. You know, it's just like this whole new stage in your life. Yeah. And, you know, especially when we have friends, you know, who start telling you, oh, you shouldn't do this or do that, or don't look this way. It's like, then we start, you know, start getting afraid of like what other people might think of us. And it's all part of the process. But, you know, for you, what was that time in your life when you realized that, you know, you could take that self-doubt away or kind of lessen it? Or, you know, what was that aha moment where your confidence just like, you know, kind of just like went through the roof?
Yeah, I mean, I think it took quite a while. I mean, I think that just, you know, through education, you know, through school, like high school and college, I feel like I had kind of like little moments that helped me kind of, I guess, lean into my own power as a woman. But I think the one that really stands out was actually in my early 20s, where I had a really, really bad breakup. I was with that boyfriend for like almost a decade, and then found out that he was cheating on me. And to add to the drama, he also was going to be a dad with one of the people that he cheated with. And so it was really, at the time, felt like it was like this crazy alternative universe and nightmare. And so it was really painful. And I felt like there was like literally a big hole the size of like a pizza in my body at the time when I found out. But every day, you know, that I woke up and survived, like the hole got smaller, it shrank, and ultimately disappeared. And, you know, by kind of living through that really painful kind of breakup and loss in my life, I just really, that's when I was like, oh my gosh, I can survive anything. Like, I'm going to be totally fine, and really felt like I can handle anything. And I think that helped me persevere when other, you know, difficult things in my life have happened, whether it's been death or other losses that I've lived through. I think my faith in knowing I can get through this and I'm going to be okay.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, we all go through like bad breakups, you know, some worse right. than others. And, universal, you know, yeah. I'm glad that you're able to take something as bad as this, especially in your situation, and, you know, see the light at the end of the tunnel. Right. I mean, so many people kind of get stuck in their own story, thinking that they're not good enough. Something must be wrong with them. And we all been there, right? It's like, why doesn't this guy like me? What's wrong with me? You know, is there something weird about me that he doesn't want to be with? But, you know, these things happen so that we can become stronger and we can become better. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not plagued with the same worries that used to weigh me down, as I mentioned in, you know, I guess adolescence. And instead, I feel like my head is really clear. I live very mindfully. I have two young boys, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And when I'm with them, I really am, I can do my best to just be present with them, listen to them when they laugh deeply, watch them when they smile. And just, I think that there's a clarity again that I didn't have before the aha moment that really allows me to just pursue my goals and my dreams in a very authentic way.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned that, you know, you can, you know, serve and live in an authentic way, because I think sometimes it's what's really missing in this world, the authenticity, just learning to just, you know, be vulnerable, learning to be the real you and not care what other people think, because especially, you know, growing up as an Asian woman, we've been bombarded with these standards that are really like impossible to keep up with. And, you know, they're just somebody else's standards. No one's really set it in stone. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say follow your heart. I think that advice has served me well in moments of self-doubt. And I hope that other women and people listening will follow their hearts.
That's a great tip. And I always believe that follow your heart, right? I mean, sometimes our head gets us into these like crazy, you know, analysis paralysis where we don't end up doing anything.
Yeah.
But when you know something feels right, you just go ahead and dive in, even if you have no clue what you're doing, even though if you don't know where it's going to go, it's going to lead you to that right path. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Definitely. I have website, www.drdelprado.com, and you can also find me on Twitter and on LinkedIn.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Alicia, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Alicia's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Alicia for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sheena. It's really a pleasure to talk to you.
Not at all. It's an honor to have you on the show and share your story. So to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.